Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthplace is back open to the public to remember the 49th anniversary of his assassination. But as Tasneem Shamma reports, there's still work to be done at the home.
On the anniversary of Dr. King's death, the National Park Service is holding silent tours for visitors,
so they can reflect and pay homage to this great man.
That's Rebecca Karcher with the Park Service. And by noon, there were already hundreds of visitors, including Fei So, who lives in China.
When I was young, even in China, we read the text of I Have a Dream.
The home is still undergoing repairs, but for now, people can visit the first floor. Karcher says how much work the second floor needs is still under evaluation. It includes the room where Dr. King was born. She says the Park Service hopes to complete the work and reopen the entire house in time for the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's death. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.